Sea Alaska and environmental groups have ended talks over land selections legislation without reaching a compromise. The Southeast Alaska Regional Native Corporation, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and others met on and off for about 6 weeks, starting in April. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello moderated the meetings. He sent a letter to bill sponsor U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski last week. It said, quote, "The participants have not reached agreement and now recognize they cannot make further substantive progress without a better sense of the likely framework of congressional action." SEAC Executive Director Lindsay Ketchell says those seeking a compromise may be willing to try again, depending on changes made in Washington.
As a group, if the markup is something that we could all potentially see carving out some common ground that we have agreed to meet again, we all recognize how important it is to try to resolve this incredibly complex and also very challenging issue that this region is facing.
The legislation would allow Sea Alaska to select its remaining land claims outside boundaries set by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. They include valuable timber stands on northern Prince of Wales Island, as well as sites to be used for ecotourism and other development. Sea Alaska and SEAC intensified their campaigns for and against the legislation in recent months. U.S. Senator Mark Begich, another sponsor, says those involved had hoped to revise the legislation by now.
I think there has been a hope that in May there was going to be some markup, but now we're already into June. I think it's a tough item to bring to a markup yet because there's still a lot of issues that have been generated by the commentary down in Southeast to Senator Murkowski's office as well as to our office.
Other groups at the meetings included the Alaska Wilderness League, the Boat Company, and the Alaska Conservation Foundation.